I can say also in The Hague, it's rainy, but not too much. So we are in the same situation. And for this meeting, I think it comes at a good moment. We have, and I want to focus a bit my contribution on an event happening next week. Oh, sorry, next year. It's the UN 2023 Water Conference. The expectation, this is the first UN Water Conference in 46 years, which will be held in March 2023. And I expect water and climate, of course, will be one of the topics to be discussed during that conference. And so I thought it would be nice maybe that I give a small presentation and discuss how also this network of basins could contribute to this conference. Next slide, please. So the conference is organized, the co-hosts are the Netherlands and Tajikistan. And we produced a vision statement where we say it's very important that this conference will be inclusive, both the conference but also the results. It should be action-oriented. So the conference should lead to concrete results and with concrete actions, but also cross-sectoral. The conference should mobilize all other sectors which are relevant for water. Next slide, please. Here we give a small illustration on our road towards the conference and beyond, which you can see can be bumpy, but there's more vision. Okay, what's part of this road towards the conference, and where you also can see that water has very different aspects to deal with. Next slide, please. So when we look at the conference itself, the preparatory process and also the conference itself, there should be space for all the stakeholders involved in water. And when we are looking at the conference, there will be plenaries, discussions, where member states and relevant stakeholders can take the floor. But there will be 5 interactive dialogues, and there's a process started to select the themes of these dialogues. And well, it's a reasonable chance that also water and climate will be one of these themes, and there will be special events and side events. Around that, there will be all kind of other more cultural events like marathons, exhibitions, action zones. So there are a lot of things happening to create what we envision, this watershed moment for water. Next slide, please. So here you see more or less the road towards the conference. So we are quite on the way with some important milestones. Next slide, please. So what will this conference deliver? Formally in the resolution it said there should be a summary of the conference which will feed into the HRPF, but there will also be the outcomes of the dialogues and the special events and some recommendations from the above feeding into this roadmap. And what kind, so and we strive for commitments. Voluntary commitments, and which should feed into a global water pact. And what kind of commitments could it be? That can be advocacy, awareness raising, capacity building, investment in research and science, data sharing, partnerships. So there's different types which can really help to create the action on the ground. And one of the ways of doing this is by coalition or networks like our network. And all these commitments, we strive for to create a kind of global water pact. Yeah, and this pact will then be presented in March next year, and can help us to track and monitor the progress of the commitments and support the implementation. And it's designed that there are also some moments to take stock and evaluate the progress. Soon there will be more information on the design and the process of this pact, and I call upon our network to be involved in the preparation of this conference and also contribute with our own commitments. Thanks, Sibylle.